You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I love me some baked chicken with some cabbage and some potatoes and the gravy on top from the chicken. Y'all already know. And my mama cooks down, okay? A Coca-Cola. I had to give up Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, the right way to say it, but I'm from Atlanta, so. I heard through the grapevine about your vitamin lady. And she is a lifesaver. Y'all don't know how many people, and I know some of y'all are watching right now, don't even know. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back to another moment with me, with Joy, y'all. And this is your favorite thing to do on a good Tuesday, okay? This is your favorite place to be. And y'all already know what time it is. It is our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred, beautiful space. And today is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I feel good. I feel beautiful. I feel all the things that I hope you're feeling. Because you are loved. You are seen. I hear you. I hear everybody's love toward me, and I'm hoping that you feel the love that I'm giving back to you. And the truth is, y'all, every day we don't wake up and feel beautiful, and we don't always wake up and feel good, and we don't always wake up and feel like ready to go. So on the days that we do, I really push you to acknowledge it and say, you know, today I feel really beautiful. I feel like I can, you know, that I'm that it girl today, you know, and I want y'all to acknowledge it and feel it and milk it and go throughout your day feeling good. And that's just my goal for you guys. Okay. And if this is your first time, I am Joy River. I am your host and guide on this journey of healing and self-discovery. And today is like every other Tuesday, y'all. I'm pouring love and knowledge about things that you may not know about. And today, before we start, you know what we got to do. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Let me know that you're watching in the comments. Let me know that you're watching me. Let me know that these videos are helping you and, you know, propelling you forward, because it helps me a lot. Seriously, it does. Okay, so let me know. Put your name in a comment. Drop some green hearts and let me know you're loving it. Okay, and today we are talking about one of my favorite subjects. Eating for your blood type. And y'all don't know how many people, and I know some of y'all are watching right now, don't even know their blood type, y'all. And this is no judgment. I found mine out, you know, years ago due to breakouts. I mean, I wasn't feeling good. I was always feeling low, depressed, tired, all the things. My stomach was always hurting when I ate certain stuff, or I would eat things that I loved and I would get like really, really sick afterwards, not understanding why. And, you know, when you grow up in a black home, shout out to all my people, because I love our culture. Don't get it twisted. However, there are things that could change, because as a child, you can't tell your mama, I don't want to eat that, or that make me sick. It's eat what's in front of you or go to bed starving. That's just the truth of how we all kind of grew up. And if you didn't, great. But I had to eat what was in front of me, no matter what it was. And I loved love me some baked chicken with some cabbage and some potatoes and the gravy on top from the chicken. Y'all already know. And my mama cooks down, okay? Macaroni and cheese, all the things. Cooks down. My favorite cook to date. But I learned after a while that every time I would have that baked chicken or that cabbage, my stomach would do something funny a few hours later and I would have to go lay down. I would have gas. I would, you know, but I'm just thinking, oh, it's the itis. Because black people call everything the itis. It's not the itis, y'all. After you eat, you're supposed to have energy. I know. You're not supposed to be, oh, girl, that was good. And lay back and rub your stomach. It's not supposed to feel that way. Okay? And so today we are exploring how tailoring your diet to your blood type can not only boost your health and longevity, but your energy, your immune system, and everything else when you eat for your blood type. Why is it important, Joy? Because your blood type lets you know what you can have and what you can't have. Okay? And I, y'all, went through this phase where I was really breaking out really bad right here in my cheek area. And a lot of people that I know that are into this health and wellness space were telling me, like, okay, it's something you're eating. But I'm like, but I'm eating good stuff. Like, I had changed my diet to what I thought was healthy. I stopped eating beef and pork for about 3 or 4 years. And I'm thinking, okay, well, let me eat my smoothies in the mornings. Let me start doing fish and rice and things of that nature. Not knowing I can't have. And I mean, I would put mangoes, strawberries, papayas, all these things in my smoothies, not knowing it was literally killing me. I was like, why don't I feel better? And why is my face breaking out even more? And I have a picture of the breakout that I'm going to post so you guys can see. It was really bad. And I mean, the flare-ups were painful. Red, itchy, burning all over my face to where sometimes it messes up your self-esteem. When you can't put makeup over those, like, you just can't. And for years, I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. So I heard through the grapevine about your vitamin lady. And she is a lifesaver. Okay? We got God, and then we got your vitamin lady, who is the closest to God. Okay? No matter what y'all got. And I've recommended her to everybody on this platform. To go to her and just tell her what you're dealing with. Go listen to one of her classes. She breaks down each blood type, what you should have, what you shouldn't have. And I walked in her store and she looked at my face and said, oh, you're eating way too many tomatoes. Because I thought spaghetti without the meat was good for me. Because I thought these mangoes and papayas were good and these strawberries were good for me. But what did I find out when I went to her? She said, no, strawberries make you constipated as an A blood type, which I am. Mangoes are toxic for you A blood types. I hope y'all are listening and writing this down. You cannot eat all that fish because some fish you can't have A blood type. And those tomatoes, they are breaking your face out and causing inflammation all over your body. And that day, I quit all the things that were on the side of toxic. So today, I'm finna help y'all out. And listen, I'm not your vitamin lady, but I am an extension of her love, of her knowledge and guidance. And I'm going to give you briefly some things, but this is not the whole of it. And there's more research that you can do on your own to make sure that you're not eating things that are toxic for you. So we are highlighting the foods that are considered beneficial for your blood type and toxic for your blood type, and write them down. If you don't know your blood type, there are blood type kits on Amazon, and I'm going to put a link up so you can go buy those kits. Okay. They are in my Amazon storefront. You can get them today if they're available on Amazon, because sometimes they are sold out. But go to a health food store. You can find these, okay? A blood type kit. And if you don't want to do it yourself because you do have to prick your finger, go to your vitamin lady and she will do one for you. Mm-hmm. And when I'm passionate about stuff, I talk really fast. So I'm going to try my best to slow it down. Okay. So the first blood type is A blood type, which is my blood type. And blood type A individuals are believed to thrive on a primarily plant-based diet. Y'all, we are supposed to be veggie down. And even in that, there are some that we can't have, okay? So here's a breakdown of some foods that are typically recommended or advised, okay, against. We are not to have, these things are toxic for A blood types. We are not to have red meat. Give up the pork. Give up the beef. Give up the pulled pork sandwiches, the roast beef, the short ribs. And let me tell you, I'm a braised short rib girl. Over those potatoes that I cannot have. I can't have potatoes or rice. And I mean, when I was on my little diet, I was like, I can have me a little stir fry with some cabbage. And no, take it out. You can't have it, Ace. So no red meats, okay, of any sort. No dairy. So what does that take away? That pizza, cheese. And I think the only cheese that we're allowed to have is mozzarella. So, and when I say the pizza, because the tomatoes on there and the bread, it's made with what? Yeah, milk. Yeast, we can't have it. So you got to give up the red meat, the dairy, and wheat. Okay, they are not compatible with A blood type individuals. These foods will lead to digestive issues and inflammation all over our bodies. Okay, those red meats, we're going to do what? Throw them away. Dairy products, I know you love the ice cream, but they have oat milk ice cream, and you have to do that in moderation as well. They have different cheeses, vegan cheeses. You still have to do those in moderation as well, A blood types. Gluten containing grains, can't do them. All processed foods, meaning when we go to the grocery store, we're supposed to stay on the outside lanes where everything is fresh and try to stay away from the cans and all those artificial ingredients. Okay? We got to give it up. And as you start this journey, I say, and what I did was 90 days of only eating for my blood type. 90 days of only eating for my blood type, and my face cleared up drastically. I lost weight because I had a friend ask me, yo, you're losing weight. Yes, because I'm not eating pasta every day. I'm not eating rice. My body's not inflamed, so it's getting back to what it naturally is supposed to look like. So be careful, people. People are eating well and they're losing weight and people think they're sick when no, actually, I'm whole. Mm-hmm. Okay. So no processed foods, not all the junk foods, not the chips, not all of that. Get you some grapes, get you some blueberries, pineapples, and eat those instead of the sweets that you're craving. Excessive caffeine and alcohol is bad for us. And let me put my business out there a little bit. I love a little Tito's. Okay. A little cute margarita sometimes, y'all. But you have to moderation. Do 90 days, no alcohol, no nothing. When we go to brunch, the mimosas with the little passion fruit, can't do it for 90 days. And if you like coffee every single morning, those iced milk coffees that are so delicious, a little frappuccino with an extra espresso, we cannot do the caffeine. A Coca-Cola, I had to give up Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, the right way to say it, but I'm from Atlanta. So I promise you, y'all, I went on a vacation with my family. At breakfast, I asked for a Coca-Cola with my breakfast because I like to drink sodas with my breakfast. I like to burp. And my whole family had one. I was like, oh, everybody drink Coke? Okay. Cool, I'm not alone. But yes, y'all, it's bad. It's not, Coca-Cola is not good for us. It literally can clean tar from a battery and corrosion from things, y'all. And that's exactly what it's doing to our stomachs. So A blood types, I hope that you listened. Those are the things we can't have. Give up the pork. Give up the bone-in ribeye for 90 days. And then after those 90 days, y'all, you could do an 80-20, meaning 80% of what you can have and 20% of what is toxic, because your immune system is boosted. The acids can start breaking down things better in your stomach. And it's just better for your overall health to implement what is good for your body and what brings your body back to life. And what are those things, Joy? What are beneficial for us A's? What can we have since we can't have our proteins? Okay, you need to have a diet rich in vegetables. Tofu is good for us. Some seafood and whole grains is great for our health. These foods are believed to promote a better digestive system and overall well-being. Plant-based diets, rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Tofu and plant-based proteins. Get you, now, not soy. Find you a person that really, because I don't do plant-based meats a lot because I really don't like the way they taste. However, there are people who do plant-based proteins, okay? And Slutty Vegan is a great, I love their burgers. They're good. Okay? And I know a lady who does, she does walnut taco meat, and it's so delicious, y'all. It tastes just like it. I'm telling you, there are so many plant-based restaurants in Atlanta today that y'all can go find what you like in another way that is healthy. Okay, seafoods, especially the fatty fish. So your salmon, your it's mutton. Mutton. Mm-hmm. Look that one up and do your research. Listen to me, but do your research. Get you some fatty fishes, okay? Fishes. Get you some fatty fish. And limited dairy products. And I've already said that. Your oat milks, almond milks. And A's can actually have herbal teas. A lot of blood types cannot have herbal teas, or certain herbal teas. I'll say that. And we're going to break that down as well as I go to the next blood type. So A's, we got to do better. Let's do better. I promise you, my face cleared up in about 2 weeks, because a lot of us do these skin regimens, and it's really from the inside out. From the inside out, it's just inflammation and all the toxic, all the toxins are coming out of your body and through your skin, and you can tell where the problem areas are within the body where you're breaking out. Cheeks. Abdomen, intestines, something ain't right. Okay, so eat for your blood type A's, and we're supposed to be vegetarian, so start there. Start eating your salads and researching lettuce and researching what is really real, because there are a lot of fake foods and vegetables out there as well. And this would take me 4 or 5 hours if I were to really break everything down, so I'm just giving y'all a little bit. So do your research about you. Okay, and what you're putting in your body. There's an organic section and there's a regular section. And I'm telling you now, if they have to put organic in a store, that means that the other stuff is not organic. Means it's what? Okay, you picking up what I'm putting down? All right, cool. All right, so we're moving on to the bees. Now, bees, all the bees I know love a good hot wing. With some lemon pepper sprinkles, and y'all can't have that. I be feeling bad for bees, because even A blood types, we can have chicken and turkey. Okay, we can do chicken and turkey, but my bees, no. Okay, and type B are often recommended to follow a diet that includes a balanced diet of different food groups. And okay, so here are the toxic foods for you guys. Chicken, corn, lentils are considered to be less ideal for you guys, okay? And these foods will potentially lead to digestive discomfort and other health issues. So we're going to avoid corn, those lentil soups that y'all love so much, chicken wings. We got to give it up. That baked chicken, I'm telling you, you got to give it up. Peanuts, So your peanut butter, all the things, a lot of things contain peanuts that y'all don't even know. Check those ingredients on the back. Sesame seeds, the processed foods, and sugary snacks, we got to give them up B blood types. And I know it's going to be rough. And hear me, these are a limited list of things you have to give up. Do the research for yourself. Study to show thyself approved, okay? What are the beneficial foods for you? Green vegetables, eggs, meats, meaning you guys can do the steak. You guys can do the lamb. Y'all can have all that red meat, you know? And low-fat dairy products. Okay, so that means that low-fat cheese, y'all can have a little cheese in your diet. Okay, and your body will be able to break that stuff down and it doesn't turn into a toxic thing inside your body. So you could do that. And these foods are to support your energy levels and overall health in the B blood types. So what are we going to do? We're going to up the green vegetables. We're going to have some eggs for breakfast. We ain't doing a full fatty, okay, cheese. We're going to do low fat. Those milks and things of that nature, low fat. Get you some almond milk too, though. I'm just going to recommend it. Go on and do you some almond milk because we want these cows these days. Unless you know a farmer who raises their cows and you trust them, you know, then do your thing. And some meat. So y'all can have the lamb, the venison. Is it venison? Did I say that right? Venison. You can even get some rabbit. Okay. It's in there. You got that. That helps y'all. It's beneficial to the B blood type. Green teas. B blood types. Now, when I have an issue of, and we're just, you know, this is a sacred open space here, guys. So let's be mature. Constipation. I drink Senna when I'm constipated because an A blood type can have that. B blood types cannot have Senna. So you just drink your green tea because I recommended that before and it was a B blood type. And then I got my knowledge about it and I said, oh, B's aren't supposed to have this. It's not good for them. So I don't recommend Senna to B blood types because it is toxic to their bodies. So find you a tea that you can use because a lot of y'all are using Smooth Move and it has Senna in it. And y'all are drinking the Candy Cleanse has Senna in it as well. It does. And I love me some Stormy Wellington. For real. And I take Candy Cleanse because I can. But make sure you know your blood type because if you're putting Senna in your body, it can be toxic. No matter how good it is for someone else or what it's doing for someone else to lose weight, you could be causing inflammation in your body. So there are teas to help you lose that weight. There are teas to help you get rid of all the food in your intestines. There are teas that can help you as a B blood type do that. But Senna is not one of them. So make sure you're looking at your herbal teas and you're finding out, okay, so I probably shouldn't have that. My stomach is bloated all the time. Let me figure out why. Because we're putting things in our bodies that aren't supposed to be there. Okay. Most fruits. Look up all the fruits that you can have. There's a list. And your vitamin lady gives a detailed list of the fruits that you can have and the vegetables that you can have. Okay. But most of them, bees, y'all can do. Okay. So B blood type, let's get it together. A blood type, we getting it together and we do it and we're going to start eating for our blood type. So everything that's going inside of us is helping our energy, helping our immune system, and we're going to live a longer and better life. Okay. The next blood type is AB. Okay. And the AB blood types have a mix of all the food groups. Okay. And here's what's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Typically not recommended for the AB blood type, which is beef, chicken, kidney beans, and things of that nature. Y'all can't have, okay? And these foods may not be well tolerated by an individual with this blood type. What else can't you have? Corn. No beef, no pork, no shellfish. And when I say no shellfish, that's all the fish with a shell, meaning your seafood boil that you love oh so much. Every time you crack that crab leg, every time you open that blue crab, every time you eat in one of them shrimp, you're causing inflammation in your body. Give up the corn, because that's in the seafood bowl too. That potato, it's in the seafood bowl too. Bowl. It's a boil. Oh my God. You got to give it up. The bowl and the boil, okay? Give up the seafood, the shellfish. You got to give it up, okay? And processed meats. Find out what meat is processed. The bologna, hot dogs, all that stuff. We all need to give it. Every blood type, no hot dogs, no bologna, none of that. Give it up. The turkey meat from Oscar Mayer's, give it up. It's not meant for our bodies. And we all know this, though. The USA, they better not ban me. We all know, let me tread lightly, a lot of the chemicals that are used in the foods here in our country are banned in other countries. Because your food is supposed to get rotten. It's supposed to break down. And if you have food that's not... Because the stuff in the can last for 5 years, put a real green bean out and watch how long it lasts. Ezekiel bread, which all blood types I think should go to, it will mold because it's real. Okay? Stuff that is processed and artificial will not mold. And if your McDonald's can last for 10 years and still look the same, stop eating it. Okay? Stop going to these fast food restaurants and eating this stuff, y'all. It is killing us. The cheese not real, the bread not real, the box that it come in ain't real. It's all they literally all the same materials. And we just putting it in our bodies. We got to stop. We got to care more about ourselves. We have to care more about our legacy, our children, our life, our families, all overall well-being. And the foods and the things that we're putting inside our bodies are not helping us. Our children are sick because we want to rush and get some chicken nuggets that ain't is processed chicken. When we could just go home, find a farm, find some real organic chicken. And I was just talking to my mom the other day about this chicken. The Great Value wings, if y'all don't stop buying them 40 wings for $9, chickens don't even grow that fast in real life. They don't, y'all. And they not even that big in real life. Like, they're putting chemicals in our food because the demand is so high and they need to push product out so their companies are making money. Chickens from a farm. There are farmer markets all over Atlanta that actually have real farmers who need your support. Do it. No more processed meat for all the blood types. No, we're going to stop today. Support your local farmers. Go to the farms. Ask them, hey, how long is it going to be before I can get me a chicken? And if it takes you a week, eat you some salads. Eat you a fruit until you can get your proteins. And it used to be back in the day where they would go hunt the meat and it would last them a season because we weren't eating meat every day, y'all. We lived off of berries and fruits and herbs and plants and things of that nature. So that's what your body can break down easily. But that processed meat, it gets in our bodies and our bodies go, what is that? Okay, so we're going to stop it today. No more processed foods. So AB blood type, I'm back. Sorry, I went on a tangent. Beneficial foods, tofu, seafood, dairy products, Seafood as in your salmons, your cod, those type fish, not shellfish. If it got a shell, no, stay away. If it doesn't, moderation, especially in your first 90 days. Let your body get some of that, the vegetables and all the things to start your system over, restart it, okay? Green vegetables are considered to be beneficial for the AB blood type, okay? And it is for your overall health and well-being. So dive into those green vegetables, the seafood that you need, the fruits that you need, and green teas are for you guys too. Green tea, because the black tea is not good. Because a lot of us like, and A blood types you too, no sweet tea. And it's so good. My mom made the best sweet tea, and I used to drink about a gallon. Popeye's got a real good sweet tea. Oh, my God. It's so delicious. And I get extra ice. But listen, it's not good for us. And us from the South, we love a good sweet tea. And then we guess what we put in it? Sugar. And it be the white sugar, the one we can't have either, y'all, because that breaks down to cancer. White rice breaks down to sugar. White potatoes break down to sugar in our bodies. The sugar that we put in this Kool-Aid and this tea is already going to break down to just sugar in our bodies. And when it gets hard in our bodies, guess what? That hardness that starts to build up causes cancer in our bodies. So we got to let it go for a season, okay? And everything in moderation. The next blood type, because we got to move on, is O. And O blood types, I'm slightly a little jealous of the O blood types because they are on a protein diet. And the skinny girl that I am wants to be thick so bad. And I honestly thought, like, I was like, I could just, you know, cheat and just do me some steaks and some cornbread and just kind of get my weight up. But God said no. So, hey, y'all have a balanced diet that includes plenty, a plethora of lean proteins and vegetables. Okay. What is toxic for you, though? Wheat, dairy, beans, okay? And y'all have to look these up. Look up what beans, because I'm not going to, this will take me a long time if I really broke it down, okay? So we got to avoid the wheat, the gluten, and certain gluten-containing grains. Dairy products, your ice cream, stop it. Okay, that overall cheesy things, no. Kidney beans, can't have that. Cabbage, me and you can't have it, although we love it, especially with an oxtail. Okay, can't do it. Processed foods, sugary snacks, give them up. None of us can have those. Okay, so your lean meat, fish, vegetables. And I even have a friend who's an O blood type, and guess what she gets to have for breakfast? A little piece of lamb with her eggs. Okay, and I mean thick as a snicker, looking good. Okay, and she gets to do that because it's beneficial for her body. Okay, and she was a vegan, she wasn't eating any meat. So guess what happened? Immune system womp, because her body needs that. Okay? And these foods are known to support energy levels and overall vitality for this blood type, because I remember her waking up feeling drained every morning because she would just go get a smoothie and her body would reject it. But she started eating a little slither of meat every morning, a little piece of steak with her eggs. And I mean energy level through the roof. She woke up vibrant, woke up feeling great, started working out, exercising. So y'all, O's, you have a high protein diet of lean meats, poultry, fish, vegetables. Y'all can do it. And that every blood type cannot. Okay? But it's limited to grains and dairy products. So y'all got to figure that part out too. Seafood, salt, y'all could do liver, red meat, vegetable. Y'all can even do herbal teas, okay? So, O's, congratulations. Congratulations. But for all the blood types, I need you guys to listen to what I've given you. Explore yourself. dig deep into it yourself and take the notes that I've given you and go further, okay? And I'm just going to give a few reasons why eating for your blood type is important. The first reason why you should eat for your blood type is digestion. Tailoring your diet to your blood type, it can optimize digestion and reduce the likelihood of digestive issues such as bloating, gas, and indigestion. That heartburn that we always feel is because we eat something we ain't supposed to, y'all. That's not normal. That's not, oh, because you just ate too fast. You ate something that was toxic. Let's just be honest, my people. And I love us so much. So this is why we're having this conversation. Why else, Joy? Enhanced nutrient absorption, meaning you are absorbing the nutrients that you need, not your body breaking down and your immune system overworking itself to get rid of what you don't. Okay? So by consuming foods that are compatible with your blood type, you can maximize getting all those essential nutrients that you need to promote your overall health and well-being. Okay? What's the next one? Improved energy levels. You will no longer be tired, burnt out, distracted. People say, I just got ADHD. I can't focus. You will start to focus, baby, once your body isn't overworking itself to get rid of things that it's not supposed to have. Eating for your blood type can help stabilize blood sugar levels, so we won't be feeling all. Y'all remember, I was passing out, having seizures and everything. Blood levels just all out of whack. I had to make a change in order to live. And eating for your blood type will stabilize those blood sugar levels and provide sustained energy throughout the whole day. Okay? Weight management is the next one. Following a diet tailored to your blood type can help you manage your weight more effectively. By avoiding foods that are considered harmful for your blood type and focusing on those that are beneficial, you can support weight loss or maintenance goals, okay? So that means whatever goal you set for yourself as far as your weight is concerned, you can reach it eating for your blood type because you won't be so inflamed, okay? What else will it do? It will enhance immune function. Eating in alignment with your blood type can help strengthen your immune system. By avoiding foods that may trigger inflammation or immune responses in your body, you can support overall immune health and reduce the risk of chronic disease. Because some people are always sick. Oh, I'm just stuffy. Oh, I just got a cough. Or it's inflammation and it's mucus buildup in your body because we're not eating right. But once you start eating right, you're going to be like, I thought I had. Nope. Now your organs and things are moving naturally and how they're supposed to. Okay. And also, let me say this too. Y'all supposed to be going to the bathroom every day. Number one and number two. Y'all know what those are. We're not going to say them out loud for the kids. But number one and number two, you're supposed to be doing them every day. And it's supposed to be more than twice a day. Because some people hold a... Listen, when people are at work, oh, I couldn't go. I did a 3-hour drive and use a bathroom. Okay? And once you start eating for your blood type, your intestines and everything will start to move the way it's supposed to. And you won't have to take smooth move. Those strawberries that I was eating where I had to double up on my center. Stop eating those strawberries and I replaced it with blueberries, cherries, and pineapples, which A blood types is perfect for us, our intestines and everything. I move perfectly throughout my day, okay? And my skin is beautiful. Seriously, it's like I'm surprised most days I wake up in the morning still to this day and go, do I got a breakout? Especially if I ate something that I know is on the toxic side. I'll be looking for it. And if I had too many tomatoes, understand that one will come up right here to remind me to stop. Okay, so the next one is it reduces inflammation. Those breakouts, the hives, the everything, the muscle aches, the bloating, all of that, it will reduce inflammation in the body. Because certain foods may trigger inflammation in the body, leading to a host of health issues because it just doesn't start there. And by following your blood type and the specific diet for your blood type, you can minimize inflammation all over your body. Okay? A personalized approach. Each blood type has a unique dietary need. It's going to be different all across the board. And by customizing your diet based on your blood type, you're taking a personalized approach to your nutrition that can optimize your health in a significant way. So do it today for you and your family, okay? And the ones that love you and want you to be here a long time. Okay, what else? I want you to eat for your blood type because it's a long-term health benefit. Eating for your blood type is not a short-term fad diet, but it is a long-term, lifelong lifestyle. And it's for your health. And by consistently choosing foods that support your blood type, you can experience lasting health benefits and improve your quality of life. I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna feel so much better. And a lot of us didn't know we couldn't have chicken. A lot of us didn't know we couldn't have cabbage. A lot of us didn't know we couldn't eat them baked potatoes with sour cream and butter at Ruth's Chris with that ribeye. I'm telling you, my diet sucked. And yes, when you see me, oh, she looking a little smaller. Yeah, I might. But I want to live. And yes, I did. You know, I was very, very much so wanting to be thick. And there's a lot of women who are my size who like want to be a little more curvy or want to be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I really thought eating more would do that. And it's a lot of women who are my size who have always been small. And I just want to talk to you guys for a second because we live in a world where it is the curvy is the more looked at. And then the curvy girls can say, no, the skinny girls are more looked at. So it's really about perspective. But however, in my own personal story, I wanted to be bigger. And I would look into things that could make me bigger. And they would say a higher protein diet. And it started to kill me. Eat more pastas, more rice. Eat you more this. And I would do it, but the only thing was getting big was my stomach and I was breaking out. But once I started eating for my blood type, I noticed that I became more lean. I started walking and I became more lean. But it's for me. Okay? So I want everybody to really take a deep dive into just wanting to live longer. That's my biggest thing. I had people around me who were my age who were passing away. And I was just like, God, it's too soon. Like, what? And so I had to dive into how can I live longer? How can I be more attentive to the foods that I'm eating? Because they're really killing us. Y'all, seriously. Hot Cheetos. Y'all know I love me some Hot Cheetos. Talked about it. I mean, it's a chemical in there that is literally poison. And we give it to our kids. And you can look up this stuff. You can research it yourself. So today we're going to stop it. Okay. And understanding and implementing a diet tailored to your blood type can be so powerful. And it'll change everything about you. Okay. And by selecting foods that are compatible with your blood type and avoiding those that are not, Your digestive system's gonna love you. Your energy is gonna love you. Weight is gonna go down. Immune system is gonna function properly. You won't always be sick. And guess what? You're just gonna be well. So remember to listen to your body and consult, y'all, with a provider of health and wellness and nutrition. And her name is Your Vitamin Lady. In the month of August, she's off because it's her birthday. Boom, boom, boom. Happy birthday. And y'all, if you go see her, tell her Joy sent you. Tell her Joy sent you. Be like, I saw Joy's podcast and she told me to come in here because I want to feel better. I want to look better and I want to eat better and I want to live. Tell her that when you go in there because she's a sweetheart. And don't bombard my girl. She's a light and a quiet soul that is full of wisdom, knowledge, and I call it a life force. And it's almost like God literally compressed himself and put it right inside of her so we could live longer. So go see her, tell her I sent you, and show her some love. Be sweet, be kind, all the things, okay? Because she's my favorite. So I hope that this episode has helped you as much as it's helped me. I want us to live because I love us for real. And when we eat right, we feel better, and then we start to treat other people better, and we treat ourselves better. We won't be depressed. We won't be any of those things. And before we go, I want to add something to this, y'all. If you're not doing sea moss, I need you to, okay? And I am partnered with a beautiful company called BGV, Black Girl Vitamins, okay? And I want you to implement sea moss into your diets. All of us, every blood type can take this. Sea moss into your diet. It has so many minerals. And I don't even want to quote the wrong amount, but I think it's 92 minerals that the body needs. This has it. I take sea moss every single day, and I need you to start. This will improve your energy, your health. It helps your joints, your bones, your muscles. In every part of your body, sea moss helps. Okay? I want y'all to do it. Now, the link is below. Use that code to purchase your vitamins today. Okay? And also, depression is linked to us not getting enough sunlight. And we all know that sunlight gives us the vitamin D. So these gummies, and they're gummies, so and they taste so good, y'all. These gummies from Black Girl Vitamins are vitamin D vitamins. And these are going to help you feel better. That depression that you're feeling is because it's a lack of vitamin D, not because you really got something going on, okay? Start taking your vitamins. Start getting out in the sun. And I call this the sun vitamin because it gives us what the sun gives us. So go and get your vitamins. Use the link, the code below, to purchase yours today. And let me know you got them, and let me know how they make you feel, okay? Because we all need vitamin D. And a lot of us had a vitamin D deficiency during COVID because we were indoors a lot. So now that we're out, y'all, get out in that sun, take your vitamins, and feel better. And once again, I want us to live long. So pair it with eating for your blood type. We're getting our sea moss. We're getting our vitamin D. We're getting all the things we need. We are going to live a healthy life. That is the goal. That's the goal. So I hope today helped you. Leave me a comment. Leave me a DM. Leave me something to let me know that you're on this journey with me of eating for our blood type so we can live a healthy, long life. So until next time, I hope you're feeling seen, loved, and heard, okay? Be light. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.